Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 30th of November, 2009. It was on this day, 1900, Oscar Wilde died. He was 46. Famous last words, "Either that wallpaper goes or I do." He'd spent 2 years in prison for acts of gross indecency, as they were called at the time, meaning that he had male lovers. His health deteriorated. He had a severe ear infection the prison doctor wouldn't treat, and when he got out of prison, he moved to Paris, but his health did not recover. Eventually, he died of meningitis, a complication of the ear infection. Ended his days at a seedy hotel in Paris, which had ugly wallpaper, and now it goes by the name L'Hôtel, and it's a 4-star establishment. It's the birthday of Lucy Maud Montgomery, born Prince Edward Island, Canada, 1874. Mother died when she was a toddler. Father sent her to live with her mother's parents. No other children around, just Lucy and the grandparents, and she spent time reading and writing poems. Went away to teach for a few years, but when her grandfather died, she came back to live with her grandmother, stayed with her for 13 years. And during that time, she wrote her first novel about an orphan girl with bright red hair who gets sent to live with a couple from Prince Edward Island who are hoping for a boy instead. It was rejected over and over, but in 1908 it was published, Anne of Green Gables, and became a children's classic. And it's the birthday of a writer who wrote about the Mississippi River Valley, though he spent most of his adult life traveling or living on the East Coast, Samuel Clemens, better known as Mark Twain, born on this day, Florida, Missouri, 1835. His father trained as a lawyer. He couldn't support himself in Florida, Missouri, so he moved the family to Hannibal on the river, where young Sam Clemens had an ordinary childhood, played with other boys his age, explored the caves near Hannibal. But when he was 11, his father died, and after fifth grade, the boy never went back to school. He apprenticed with local printers, went out and worked as a typesetter in New York City, but was not successful. He was 22 years old, struggling to make a living as a printer, when he decided to switch careers and become a riverboat pilot. It required an 18-month apprenticeship. It cost $500, more than $10,000 in today's money. It was hard, dangerous work, and very difficult to learn the river. But Sam Clemens was a good pilot until the Civil War stopped traffic on the Mississippi, and he no longer had a job. He went off west. He started writing for a newspaper in Virginia City, Nevada, and then in San Francisco. And from that, he went on to a literary career. Wrote Tom Sawyer, Pudd'nhead Wilson, Huckleberry Finn, Life on the Mississippi, all in about 10 years. Here's a poem for today, a prose poem, I guess. It's from Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn. 2 or 3 days and nights went by. I reckon I might say they swam by, and they slid along so quiet and smooth and lovely. Here's the way we put in the time. It was a monstrous big river down there, sometimes a mile and a half wide. We slid into the river and had a swim so as to freshen up and cool off. Then we sat down on the sandy bottom where the water was about knee-deep and watched the daylight come. Not a sound anywhere. It's perfectly still, just like the whole world was asleep, only sometimes the bullfrogs a-cluttering, maybe. A paragraph from Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.